Exposure.
Pulse 95 live from Exposure at the Expo Center Sharjah.
Yes, we are live with you from Exposure. It is the final day of this amazing international photography festival that is bringing photographers from all around the world, over 50 countries under one roof. And we have been very, very lucky to have a lot of them. We've shared a lot of their journeys and their stories with you right here on air. But we truly, truly hope that you come ahead and check it out yourself. Exposure cannot come to an end without you seeing it, because it is such a wonderful place to be.
It's really inspiring, you know, and I think that's the main thing about it, because it comes from people who just like exploring and like seeing different parts of the world and showcasing their viewpoints, how they anticipate and look at a landscape a certain way or a situation a certain way to the mass. And that's exactly what Exposure is doing.
Absolutely. And that's exactly who our next photographer is, because we are joined today by Francesco Gola. He is an exceptional fine art landscape photographer, renowned for his talent and unique ability to capture the essence of seascapes. His passion for photography actually began at a very young age when he was drawn to the natural beauty of the world around him. But his images has definitely been nothing but extraordinary. He has been featured in numerous publications and exhibitions worldwide, and he's also won several prestigious awards and gained a lot of recognition for his work. But his specialty lies in seascapes, and that is exactly what we're going to be diving deeper into today. Thanks a lot for joining us, Francesco.
Thanks for inviting, and thanks for this wonderful presentation.
Oh, thank you.
Well, let's talk about how Exposure 2024 has been for you, because I talked to you off air there and I said, it's your first time not only here in Sharjah, but it's your first time at Exposure as a whole. How has the week been? I know it's been quite intense, but how has it been and how has your exhibition performed?
It was an incredible experience. It was really a blast, because for me, as you told, it was the first time here, and everything was unexpected from hospitality, from the booth, the quality of the print. So to me, it was like walking in paradise, really.
No.
It was an amazing experience, and I had the chance to meet other talented photographers, but also people just interested in photography that brought me something, actually.
Absolutely. Francesco, your reputation as a fine art landscape photographer is built on a very unique style. How would you describe your approach to capturing seascapes, and also what elements do you believe contribute to that elevated quality of your work?
Yeah, let's say that, as you said, I'm a landscape photographer, but in the field of landscape photography, I'm a seascape photographer. So it's like a niche. And in that niche, I'm a long exposure seascape photographer. That means basically my technique is to leave the shutter of the camera open for like minutes, and then to capture not only what you have in front of you that stands still, but also the nature that is dancing in front of you. So for me, basically, the photography really became a way to express my emotion, my sentiment, and a way to, let's say, to see the world with different eyes. So that's why I fell in love with this kind of photography. Mm.
And regarding the long exposure technique, is that a technique that you can only use with high top tier equipment, quite expensive equipment, or is it an everyday maybe camera on the back of your phone?
Absolutely. No, you don't need to buy expensive gear, actually, because even now any mobile camera, any mobile phone, as every smartphone has a built-in long exposure feature, maybe just a few seconds. The more advanced is more like minutes exposure, like I'm doing on the field. So you can really experiment even at home. You don't have to go on a cliff in Scotland, for example. You just need something that is moving in front of you, and you have to keep your camera still, and you will see something different, because what you see with your eyes with your eyes you can't collect time, but your camera can, and so you will see a new world.
Wow. Phenomenal. Your work takes us to different parts around the world, makes us see views that we may have never seen before unless we traveled through your shoes. Your exhibition right here at Exposure goes by the name Thousand Eyes. We truly hope everyone comes ahead and checks it out. But can you tell us a little bit about why you chose that name for your collection exhibition?
Yeah, so it's due to the fact that when I started this project, I was not aware that I wanted to start this project, honestly, because I'm traveling quite a lot, especially around Europe, to capture seascapes. So the shores or cliffs around Europe. And usually when I go there, I really want to avoid any human contact or human artifact. But at a certain point, I started to encounter these kind of structures that were lighthouses. And at first I was just passing by and leaving, but then I felt like they were somehow looking at me. And so I started to create this collection that is called Thousand Eyes, because it was like the feeling of them looking at me. And so if at beginning I was just walking away, at a certain point I decided to look at them back. And so I started to take picture of them, looking at these marvelous structures that are maybe 200, 300 years old, standing still forever with the passing of time around. And so the technique of long exposure, I think, helped me a lot in this kind of spiritual conversation with them.
And touching on the spiritual side of it, I've read somewhere that you're actually inspired by the romantic painters being William Turner. And I'd love to really learn about how the use of this romantic painting has been influential in a lot of your work.
Yeah, let's say that every classical art is really something where you can take something good for your work, because I started, of course, like many, to be inspired by other photographers, and that's great. But then, working back in time, I found that you can really find really good inspiration from classic painters, for example, Turner or Ivazovsky. And in Turner in particular, for his ability to play with light, so to interact with the light element and with colors. And as my picture are long exposures, so there are a lot of colors in them, maybe even vibrant colors, I really studied how Turner was able to see the world and to express his feelings with the light and with the color. So it was a good teacher, I'd say. So that's why I picked him.
Absolutely. Francesco Gola, thank you so much for joining us today. It has been a true honor having you right here with us on the show. And we truly hope everyone comes ahead and checks out your exhibition available right here at Exposure, known as Thousand Eyes.
Thank you very much. And I hope to see you soon in the future, maybe.
Thank you. But this is a wrap up.
It is a wrap up. It's
yes,
been
indeed.
An incredible week. I know it's just been my first day at Exposure 2024, but I think it's a real staple for how the week has been. And that is just a major success.
Absolutely. For the past 2 hours, we were your eyes right here at Expo Center Sharjah, but it is now time for you to come ahead and check it out. It is not too late. Exposure is opening its arms, welcoming everyone up until 10 p.m., so make sure you come ahead and check it out yourself. Wonderful exhibitions taking place across the entire halls, as well as amazing workshops. So we truly, truly hope you come ahead and check it out yourself. But from myself and Louis, we will see you next time on either of our shows, but we hope that you come ahead and check it out yourself.
Absolutely. If you want to catch any of these conversations again, you can do as a podcast. Just head online to SoundCloud, Apple Podcast, and Spotify as well, and search for Pulse 95 Live. But from us, we'll see you guys soon.
See you next time.